Ask the Expert on News 95.7. Your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
Good morning, Halifax. It's that time once again. Beautiful sunshine. I'm looking at a forecast that's telling me it's going to be sunny all day today and minus 3 degrees. Maybe get some of that ice up off your driveway, off your walkway, off those well-talked-about sidewalks. Just a gorgeous day to be out and about, and we hope you're out and about, and you stick it right here on News 95.7. And for the next half hour, we're going to answer all of your questions that have anything to do with basements. Our good friends from Ridgeback Basement Systems are here. Corey and Steve, welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thanks, Dan.
I guess, Corey, maybe we should set the table once again. It's been a while since we've chatted. Who exactly is Ridgeback Basement Systems?
Dan, well, we're part of the largest waterproofing and foundation repair network in the world. We service the Maritime Provinces, providing solutions to homeowners. I'll say property managers, commercial structures. We work with home inspectors, disaster recovery companies, and real estate agents really on a daily basis. And what we do is we solve those wet basement problems, those nasty crawl space issues, and those foundation structural issues as well. So really, whether it's a problem like a bowing wall, a settling foundation, high humidity levels in your crawl space, or even that 3 inches of water on your basement floor, we take care of it.
Now, we've all heard the ads, and they're awesome, to be quite honest with you. If there's one of those ads that you've heard the Ridgeback Basement System ad on this radio station or elsewhere, you hear the, and it's one of those ones that sticks in your mind. And the reason why, it's got one of them catchphrases in it. And you guys deal with all things basement-y. So what are all things basement-y?
Well, Dan, you know, we know and we understand that basement-y is not a word, but we use it for quite a different, I'll say, reasons. Just to set the stage, we do outside excavation, but probably 80 to 90% of our jobs are now tackled and done internally. And when we say all things basement-y, we use the best sump pump systems on the market. We have internal trenching systems that have been featured on TV with the likes of Bob Vila or Ron Hazelton. We have many different types of waterproof wall systems. We have 100% waterproof subfloor and waterproof finished floors. We have 4 different types of solutions to fix a foundation bowing wall. So anything that goes on in the basement, whatever your basement-y issue is, we're the experts and able to solve it.
Now, so the best way to sort of put it into perspective is you guys truly focus on basements. You're not the guy that does basement on the sides or does your roof or fixes the drywall. You're focusing specifically on issues with people's crawl spaces and basements.
Absolutely. This is what we do on a daily basis. With that in mind, exactly what you said, we're not the same guys up on the on your roof shoveling it this time of year, trying to repair that. Our main focus and where we strive to succeed is in that below ground aspect for nasty crawl spaces, wet basements, and foundation structural issues.
Steve and Corey are here from Ridgeback Basement Systems. The telephone lines are open. If you have a question of all things basement-y, this is your perfect chance. Free advice on a Saturday. It doesn't get any better than that. 1-877-801-8255. That's 1-877-801-8255. Here in Halifax, locally, it's 902. Don't forget the 902. 902-405-6000, and it gets you right on to the program. All right. Here's a simple question, and maybe we'll start with either of you. Why should I fix my wet basement or my nasty crawl space? It isn't hurting anybody.
Steve, well, you're new to the show. Why don't you take this one and roll with it?
Well, the way I always say it, Dan, is that when I turn around, I tell people, I say, basements don't get stronger as they get older. They're just going to get weaker. So a lot of times people say to me, first thing I ask them when I go into their home, I say, how long have you lived here and how long do you plan on living here? And invariably, it varies. It's from 2 years to 20 years they may live here. But a lot of times they'll say, yes, I've been here. I've gotten water a couple of times, and at first it's usually just a pool, and then gradually it gets bigger. So the way I look at it is you may as well fix it now, excuse me, before it gets worse, because it is only going to get worse because the cracks just get bigger and bigger over time. And especially at this time of year with the ice damming and whatnot, I can see basements that potentially had small problems before are going to be, I have a feeling, much larger in the spring. So tackle it now before it gets any worse.
Heard stories of people, Corey and Steve, that have had a flood or have had a basement issue where they've had water come in during a storm, during the freeze and thaw that we get here in Nova Scotia, and you know, they rip everything up and they 3 feet of drywall up off, and then they wait for the next storm and nothing, and then the next storm and nothing. Then they just say, well, whatever, it's just going to happen every once in a while. It's probably not the smart thing to do, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we can't predict the weather. We have professionals that attempt to predict the weather, and sometimes they're not that good at it.
Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, we work with a lot of homeowners that have had a dry basement for 5, 10, 20 years. We've worked with homeowners that have had a dry basement for just a year, and something changes, whether it's a I'll say construction next door, whether it's a spring that used to run beside their home is now diverted and running underneath their home. It could be simple things like
a frost heave, anything.
Frost heave, drainage systems failing. But usually over time, like Steve said, time does not cure the problem. And one of the other things is, as Steve was probably going to go into, but usually it costs more as time goes on, because that problem escalates.
It's the same with anything, right? I mean, if you have a squeak in your car, you know, well, the squeak's there, it's not black, it still rolls, and the engine still works, and I can still get to work, but that squeak is eventually going to turn into something.
Absolutely.
More, and then it's going to cost you more, right?
Right. No, and that's just it. A lot of people, it's out of sight, out of mind, a lot of cases. They turn around, and they just hope it goes away. It's a basement. I get it. We all get it. You'd rather put your money into maybe flooring or granite countertops, but that problem's not going to go away. So I guess you have to face it. A lot of some people do, some people don't. But when they gradually get around to doing it, unfortunately, sometimes the quick fix or the simple fix turns into a much larger project. So
our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here in Halifax. Let's welcome Logan to the program. Logan, how are you?
Not too bad, Dan. How are you?
Your question for our basement-y experts.
Well, it's actually not a basement question, but it's kind of a more of a concrete question. I have an attached garage at my house. And with the slush and everything on the roads now, when I park my car, my garage is always wet. with like I said, stuff off the car. Should I, and I'm getting just scared of getting mold and stuff there, would your experts suggest I put a dehumidifier in my garage?
Well, generally with a garage, you're just on a slab. So there's footings that are generally up above your floor slab, so the water in there will be contained on your garage floor.
Should have a drain, though, shouldn't it?
Well, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, but it really doesn't matter. The water will dissipate.
No drain.
You don't have a drain?
No.
Well, I mean, I have. I'm the same as you. I have an attached garage, and the slush does come off, and it is a little more humid and moist in there. But really, it's no cause of concern in the sense that you really have to put a dehumidifier in there. I mean, it is the garage after all. It is a sealed part from your home. But you can turn around, and if that's the approach you'd like to take, you go ahead.
So, Logan, one other thing. Just keep an eye on that. I mean, mold can typically grow within 24 to 48 hours. Mold needs a few things. One is humidity, which you're giving it through moisture being on your garage floor that's coming up into that garage environment. Mold also requires something to feed on, we'll say. And that's usually an organic product. So when you look at wood structures, paper, cardboard, things like that, mold absolutely loves. So if you're experiencing that issue, we notice that whether it's in a basement or on a garage floor, if we have cardboard boxes sitting on the floor, and we can see that moisture does penetrate and come up through the floor itself, and well, we've created the moisture, we've created some food for the mold, you'll see that that stuff get wet and damp and mold growth. So just keep an eye on things, and will a dehumidifier cure your problem? It may or may not, but it definitely should help.
Good advice. Thank you.
Have a good one, Logan. 1-877-801-8255-405-6000 if you have a question about your basement. We talked a little bit about why fix it. Okay, if maybe I'm a new homeowner or I've had water in the past and it's not there anymore, are there some things I should be looking at for signs when it comes to trying to figure out if I do have a problem? Is there a telltale? Is there that white chalky stuff on the walls? Is there a crack? Is there something that we can see as homeowners or you guys look for when you head into a house that there is an issue with a foundation?
Other than the 3 inches of water that's on the floor, Dan? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's usually a pretty
good
sign.
It's a little common sense now. Come on, work with us.
Yes, okay.
Well, I mean, we can break this into a couple of things. When you look at a foundation, for instance, there's some foundation structural signs that are out there. If you look outside of the home, a lot of homes have brick. So if you see cracking in that brick, chimneys that are attached to the home and those chimneys are pulling away, those are signs or usually signs of settling foundations and things. We notice a lot in crawl spaces that the support system or jack posts and things like that in crawl spaces, they are not doing the proper support. So we'll see unleveled floors, uneven, sagging floors. You drop a marble and it starts to roll away from you and you can't catch it. I mean, those are some telltale signs. There's even cracks in your interior walls are very structural or usually structurally based. I mean, when you also look at other foundation, like wall issues in a foundation, you can notice a bowing wall. Some things that you might not pick up on is maybe that in a brick wall, that brick at the very bottom is pushed outward and the balance of your wall is sitting on top, or the top brick is actually pushed back. So there are some telltale signs, but the obvious one when you look at groundwater seepage or water intrusion or things like that is really water on the floor.
It's the telltale. It's the sort of, this is time to fix things when there's water showing up.
Yeah, and keep in mind, and Steve mentioned it here before we went live to air, where we see water come in, or pardon me, where we see the water doesn't necessarily always determine where it came in.
Water sits in the lowest spot in the basement.
Yeah, it runs downhill, right? So it goes to the low point.
And a lot of times people turn around and they believe because the basement's old, that's going to be the cause of the problem. And that's not necessarily the case. And what we've learned and through our training was that it's basically the soil the home is sitting on. And if we have a lot of clay in Nova Scotia, it expands, contracts. If your footing starts to slide a little bit off, that soil starts to give in any way. And it could be a new home. Everybody thinks, oh, I have a new home. And we're reaching out to some new contractors, new home builders, and potentially trying to get them to put our system in prior to pouring the floor slab. And the reason is that they'll be protected before the home's built. It's a lot less cost that way. And I understand the budget and the dynamics of everything, but they turn around, people say, well, it's a new home, it won't leak. Ah. And that's exactly, it's the soil it's built on. And it's a hit and miss in a lot of cases. Just because the home's new doesn't mean it's going to start to sag or have problems within a couple of years. Not saying it will, but it's not saying it won't, but it's preventative maintenance is what we're trying to do anyway. But, it works out both ways.
Dan, one of the other things there, when we were talking earlier about why should I fix my foundation, right? And one of the things that we see is homeowners that are trying to sell their home.
Yep.
Or that resale aspect. A buyer expects to buy a house that's dry. They don't want to buy a wet basement. We've worked with a lot of retailers real estate agents that are out there, and one explained it very blunt to us. 8 out of 10 people that came down this basement, they turned around and went right upstairs. They loved the property, they loved everything about it, but when they saw that water on the floor, instantly they got the fear factor.
And there's that unknown, right? You don't know. Is it a $500 fix?
Yeah.
Is it a $1,500? Is it a $2,000? Is it a $1,200 or $12,000 fix?
Absolutely. Nobody wants to buy a house with a problem.
Yes.
And of course, we work with realtors and agents and home inspectors and all that on a regular basis to cure those problems. And I guess my guidance there is it may be a very simple problem, but there is a cure. And that's the key thing. Don't walk away. There is a cure for that, probably.
Need to take a break. You're listening to Ask the Experts here on News 95.7. When we come back, so you got a problem. How do you fix it? Our gentleman will answer that question in 2 minutes.
You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Now, here's Dan.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
10 minutes before 12 o'clock, this is Ask the Experts. I'm Dan Allstrand, the host of the program, but the experts are Steve and Corey, and they're here from Ridgeback Basement Systems today. We are talking about basements and all things basement-y. 1-877-801-8255-405-6000 is the number. All right, gentlemen, I've got a problem. I've noticed water in my basement. What do I do? What's next? Is this something I need to jump on right now?
So Dan, realistically, call us, of course. But no, on a serious note, we provide free estimates to our homeowners or property managers or things like that. With that in mind, our listeners do need to connect with us. I'll throw out that shameless plug out there, you know, www.ridgebackbasement.ca. All our contact information is on there. And what we'll do is we'll have a basement specialist come to the property or home and work with that owner to identify and solve the problem. And we will do a complete inside inspection. We'll do an outside inspection. And then really, based upon what we find and what it is the property person would like to accomplish, we'll build a plan together and build it based upon that goal that they want to have.
I think the big panic out there in the homeowner world is that, okay, I know I have a problem, right? I mean, it's pretty obvious that there's that lake is in the basement, or there's a river running to the drain or the sump in the basement. And immediately we think, well, I got to dig up the whole foundation. Got to bring the excavator in here, and they got to dig it up to try and find it. You guys can work your way around that.
Well, that's the old traditional way of thinking, Dan. Everybody seems to think, and it's like I tell people, just because you're eating an old recipe from your grandmother doesn't mean you have to keep eating it. So these are new. It's not new. It's a system that's been around for a long while. It's just that we're trying to educate and introduce it to people now. It's invariably a lot less invasive. It's a lot quicker to do, and it solves the problem. So in a sense, what we say is that we might not stop the water from coming, but we'll keep your basement dry. The water will never reach your floor surface because it's picked up in our track system before it gets to that point.
And as we've talked about before, in most cases, in a good percentage of the cases of leaky basements that you deal with, you can attack this from inside. You don't even have to dig outside.
Yeah, I mean, we did outside excavation job yesterday. Our guys didn't like it, but
I imagine not with all that frost.
Realistically, 8 out of 10 jobs are tackled from the inside, depending on that situation. And we see homeowners have a lot of different goals. Some of our homeowners might want to take care of that mold in the corner. Some want to gain their basement back for that usable storage space. Some homeowners have a structural issue that really needs to be addressed. Or, as I mentioned before, some just want to have that water stopped. But to expand, you know, what we see mostly and notice the most out of our customers is they want peace of mind. And what I mean there is really they want to go to sleep knowing that they're not waking up or walking into a flooded basement. They want to be able to travel, go away on a trip down south, and not come home to a flooded basement. And, you know, they really want that peace of mind of having a healthy home or a healthy property. And, of course, water intrusion and that sort of stuff is so negative.
Just over the last couple of weeks here, I mean, we've had some snow, which not necessarily is a problem now, but will be down the road. But we've had some rain attached to it. And I talk to people and they say, you know, geez, it's raining pretty hard out there. I hope it's not getting in my basement, right? If you address the problem early, as we've been talking about throughout the entire program today, then that's one less thing you have to worry about. You know, you have to worry about getting the kids out from school because it's closed, or you have to drive up that icy hill to get to school or to work or to home, but you don't have to worry about your basement.
Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, being in this business, we're going to be extremely and very, very, very busy once this stuff thaws. And I think we're seeing it now. But when we call it the perfect storm, when we get 50 mils of rain and there's 50 centimeters of snow packed up outside and the ground is thawing, where's it going to go? Realistically, we're going to experience a lot of homeowners with issues.
Should we call you right away, Corey? Should that, like, as the water's coming in, is this the time to call? Or do we wait a couple days because we realize you're probably going to get 1,000 calls that day or not? But is it better to do it as soon as possible?
I'm sorry. I'd go ahead and call right away. Yeah. It won't hurt. We can go in and, like, again, do a what Jessica sends out, our pre-mailer, it's a 60 to 90 minute inspection. So we're going to try to find out exactly what the problem is right then and there. And sometimes it is a wait and see progress because it turns around, some basements are finished and we can't exactly see where it is. So it is, again, one of those things where we might want to see where the best we can where the water's coming in. A lot of indicators are mold indicator, if the wood's exposed, where it's darkened a little bit. So at least we'll have an idea. But then when we turn around, we do the full inspection, we can get a better idea of what we're looking at.
Yeah, and even to go back to that peace of mind aspect, and you said, you know, what do we do next and things like that. I guess on another note, if our homeowners do decide to work with us and have an install, you know, they have the opportunity to be provided with a lifetime transferable warranty. So if they ever sell their home, we're very confident in our workmanship and things like that, so we don't mind or really care who's living in the house. We will warranty that. But what's really, really neat, and we talk about peace of mind once again, is we have a nationally backed warranty. So hypothetically, if we close down our business, if we win the lottery and Ridgeback shuts the doors.
Let's hope, right?
Yeah, who's kidding who? With that in mind, and it's all spelled out in writing and everything, that our national company will pick up that warranty work. So, and I think, I'm sure there's a lot of listeners on air today that have experienced, they've had work done by a general contractor or Johnny pickup truck or somebody like that. Something's gone wrong, 3, 4, even a year later, they've called back and that company's no longer in business. And you know, even if we are not in business, which, hey, look out outside.
You're not in danger of that happening anytime soon.
It's not a danger, but it provides our homeowners that peace of mind once again, knowing that they'll be taken care of in
the
future.
Not a lot of contractors are going to give you a warranty out there. We're just about out of time. Corey, again, how do we get in contact with you?
Easiest way is through our website, www.ridgeback.ca.
And it's all right there. And don't put it off. Get it done as soon as you can. Corey, Steve, I appreciate your time. And that's going to do it for Ask the Experts again here on a Saturday. You've been listening to us on News 95.7.